delivering on trade, on the economy, on the Supreme Court, on the Second Amendment, on our military, for our veterans, and on our borders. Instead of being subtle and smart, they used a hatchet. And the people saw it right from the beginning.
Check it out!
The people know the truth. The fake media tried to stop us from going to the White House. But I'm president and they're not.
I'm smart, you're dumb. I'm big, you're little. I'm right, you're wrong. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And welcome back. We're getting live and local for Kevin Wall because if you've been listening, you know he's been on vacation. But he's returning to this seat, same time, same place on Monday morning. And I'll be joining him, as I do every Monday morning, at 11 o'clock. So if you miss me, you can tune back in at 11 o'clock on Monday, because I'm certainly going to miss sitting in this chair for 3 hours every morning and talking to you all throughout the state of Nevada and in Southern California, live out of Las Vegas, 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. And I'm really happy to have my next guest on the line. I had dinner with him last February while we were at CPAC in Washington, D.C. And prior to that, he and I conducted an interview, or he interviewed me, actually, at the Bellagio. And we got some heat from the security guard. Like, he's like, are you taping? This isn't, you know, you need a permit or something to tape. Well, you know, Brian didn't take that too lightly. And he doesn't take media bias too lightly either. As a conservative, none of us do. That's why we tune in to talk radio. And so when I talked to a mutual friend of ours, I found out that he was going to go protest, I believe CNN, with Melanie Morgan. And I said, I got to get Brian on the line for the show. So I welcome Brian Crabtree to AM 790. Talk That Rocks. Hey, Brian, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Megan. Good to be with you again.
Good to be with you, too. And this time I don't have a huge, like, 6'7" security guard breathing down my neck, so we can actually talk.
Well, we have had dinner, and we have gotten almost kicked out of a hotel together, but don't read into that too much. I am married. So.
Exactly. All right, so I was talking to AJ the other day, and he's like, oh, you got to have Brian on. I'm like, what's going on? And I'm always happy to have you on. But you and Melanie Morgan, who started Stop the Scalpings in response to the boycotts that were, at least the liberal boycotts, trying to happen at Fox and Sean Hannity. So you guys are teaming up and you're going to protest. Is it CNN? Is that right?
Yeah, CNN, the world headquarters, founded right here in Atlanta, downtown, across from Centennial Olympic Park. So we're going to stand out there, big screen television, YouTube videos from the Stop the Scalping page from regular folks all across the country. I've been watching some of them today. They're pretty good. They're better than probably what you and I put on the air, because they reflect what people really feel about fake news. So we're going to show them to CNN. Now we're going to ask the question, you're inside so consumed with peddling fake news that 93% of the time makes Trump look bad. Are you going to even notice the real news of your own demise happening outside your world headquarters? That's the question.
So that's happening today, right?
It's happening tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. Okay, that's what I want to make sure. So people from, so anybody can show up in front of a CNN building, but a lot of people are going to show up right in front of CNN headquarters. Is that the deal?
Yeah, I mean, she got a permit. Melanie got a permit. MediaEqualizer.com is their website, and Stop the Scalping's Facebook page. They're going to have porta potties, bottled water. It's a planned event. So we're not billing it like they did the Women's March at the inauguration as a random moment where people came together. We're inviting it. It's formal. We want CNN to see, and we want to bring awareness to the fact that they are fake news.
Well, you know what? I'm going to be on CNN, and the station's going to be on CNN at 4 o'clock. Well, that's 4 o'clock my time, so 7 o'clock East Coast time. So if you tune in tonight, you might see me as well as Wayne Allen Root, because I had CNN, the fake news organization, call the other day wanting a response from Nevada locals to Senator Dean Heller's waffling on the repeal bill. So they showed up with their cameras. We'll see, you know, they were here for about, hour and a half or so. So we'll see what makes the cutting room floor and see if they are even going to twist something into nothing, which is, you know, what they usually try to do.
I'm sure they'll take the worst of whatever they can find you said and make it sound like the whole interview was that way. That's the same thing they do to Trump. They're brilliant at some things, and that's deceiving the American people. And by taking things completely out of context, it's almost like I had to make a career decision here. Do I ever want a chance to work for CNN? Because after this, it's not going to happen. And I said, you know what? The hell with them. I don't care. You know, because I like being. I'm on TV a lot as well. But it's one of those things where I'm kind of in this business because I have 24 years of media experience. I have a class act of business experience, and I like the way the two of those converge, and I'm here to inform people, and I even though I'm an opinion business and I tell you what I think and you know what's opinion, I'm in the business of helping people unpack what's going on around them so that can empower them to be better in their own lives. That's all. If I wasn't for that, I wouldn't do any of this. So as part of that, I look at the situation and go, I don't think CNN is an organization that deserves any credibility for anything. They sit there and defend against fake news all the time. Their talking heads bobble back and forth about how it's not fake news because it's all true. Well, there may be truth in what they're reporting, but if it's half-truth, it's still lies. And if it's true in some regards and you embellish and add what you think you don't know to it, then it's fake news, because when you leave the listener, viewer, reader with a different impression than what is absolute reality, you have committed some form, I think, of journalistic fraud, and that is fake news. It's not, most of what we call fake news has some facts in it, a lot of facts, but if you add something to it, hidden in without a disclaimer, that makes it other than the truth, or that makes it sound like the truth, but it isn't, you can't call it journalism anymore. You've got to call it opinion. And if you don't do that, it then becomes fake news. And the right needs to get really good at pushing that narrative and take a page out of Saul Alinsky's Rules from Radicals, which the left has been using against us for years, and put it right back at them, identify the opponent squarely, and go head on after them. And that's what Melanie Morgan and Media Equalizer is doing. And that's why I joined into this, because that's what we need to do on the right to get this country back in shape.
No, absolutely. And I don't disagree. And it's funny you said that, because I use the tactics of the left in the form of protest. I would show up at their protests with, you know, a handful and sometimes hundreds of people. And we would counter protest. And they're like, well, wait a minute, you're Republicans. You're protesting. Yeah, I'm protesting you. And I'm giving you a dose of your own medicine. And you know,
I love it.
Yeah. And I was reading before I had you on. I thought it'd be a good segue. Matthew Boyle. Of Breitbart, the political editor of Breitbart, was speaking to Heritage yesterday, and he said, our goal, meaning Breitbart's goal, and Andrew Breitbart understood the Democrat media complex, which is now referred to by Sebastian Gorka as the fake news media complex. He said, our goal is the elimination of the entire mainstream media. And he goes on to say, specifically about CNN, he said, he argued that the failure of the mainstream media extended beyond just their liberal bias. He said the media is an industry in crisis that refuses to admit that it's an industry in crisis. It's almost like an alcoholic refusing to admit they have a problem. They continue to go out there and make the same mistakes over and over again. It's pretty easy. I could sit here all day and make a full-time living on fact-checking CNN. It gets boring after a while, but they make mistakes over and over again. And they refuse to correct them. Journalistic integrity is dead. There is no such thing anymore. They are everything about weaponizing information. And I thought that was so good that they're taking this information. And as you said, yeah, there's probably a little bit of truth in the headline, but then they weaponize it against a political party or a person that they have decided they don't agree with.
That's really, I mean, I have to see to the fact that's a much better explanation than I've been given across the country this week. Weaponizing the truth in order to use it to destroy your opponent is, in fact, fake news. Because what you're doing is you're turning something normal that may be true, like back channel conversations to Russia on a transition team called the Trump administration to try to establish rapport and to try to establish relationships, but to not get in the way and supersede the rights of the current president and administration. But when you start reporting on back channel conversations and you lead the viewer to believe that this is somehow an anomaly or it's not normal and that it shows evidence of a Trump-Russia collusion, then you've turned the truth of a back channel communication, which is normal, into something that's simply just fake news. And you know, I realize that media is struggling across the board. I mean, I see this in talk radio. I can't speak to this for my company because the company I work for is pretty Christian and conservative, and they seem to think that way. But a lot of these big media outlets, I won't name any, but a lot of them are now run by Wall Street liberals, and they come into the talk radio business, and it's been one of the assaults on talk radio from the inside out, which makes talk radio want to get into what we call fluff talk. And fluff talk is talking about things that don't really affect people, talking about, you know, it's a show on one night here when the District 6 race was going on, and it was April 18th, and this was a huge story nationally, let alone in Atlanta, Georgia. And they're talking on the biggest talk radio station here in Atlanta. They're talking about Big Macs and double hamburgers at McDonald's, and they're having like it's this fluff talk conversation. And I tweeted out and called them out on it, and they got their act together. It probably helped them. Some people say we're helping CNN. I hope we are, because I think the more outlets that we have talking about the substance and the red meat that Americans care about and doing it in a fair fashion and distinctively recognizing their journalism from their opinion, separating the two. Opinion is fine, but make sure I know it's opinion and it's not clouded with journalism. The more we have doing that, the better off we all are. And if I can have any small impact in that, and your listeners can have any small impact in that, that's part of leaving the kind of legacy that we can be proud of for our children and then our grandchildren that right now we are sorely missing.
No, you're absolutely right. And I'm going to switch. How many people do you think are going to show up tomorrow? Do you have any sense? I mean, do you have like a Facebook page people can go to, and do you have a count? Or
I don't. And I asked Melanie Morgan. I pre-recorded an interview for my show this afternoon with her, and I don't think she has a good sense. We know that Bikers for Trump is coming.
Oh, wow.
Breitbart is going to be streaming this live. A local Tea Party Patriots group has been pretty active. We have three or four different Georgia-level activist groups for conservative politics that has gotten involved in this. The AJC, our newspaper here, picked it up, talked about it a little bit, even quoted me, which they hate to do. And so we've had a lot of that. It was in several national publications. I hope we have a few hundred, and if we cracked 1,000, boy, that ought to be a chilling moment for CNN. But I don't want to judge it by the number of people to show up, even if it's 50. You know,
right?
The main fact is that we've been across the country talking about this all week. It's been in major publications that millions of people read, and so far the coverage of it, except for the fact that they've tried to some outlets have tried to align it as a Tea Party type of thing. The Tea Party is just one of the groups that has gotten involved and signed up, but it's not a Tea Party thing. This is conservatives from all across the conservative spectrum that are involved in this. So I don't know. The attendance is less important than getting the message out and continuing the pressure.
Absolutely, and it is about pressure. It is definitely. That's the key word, pressure. And not to change the subject, but I have to, because this will be a good segue for my next segment, so you're going to help me out here. Fire Mueller or no?
Yeah, if you fire Mueller, then first of all, Trump can't fire Mueller,
right.
So he has to fire Rod Rosenstein.
Right.
I know you know that, but I'm just setting that trajectory up. Then it goes to the next level below, so it's third in charge. If he fires that person, then it's the fourth in charge. At some point along the way inside the AG's department, you would probably find someone that would go, I want to keep my job, I'll fire the guy. What we have going on now, Megan, is really chilling. I'm actually so compelled by this information, I'm going to write an article this weekend for Town Hall or one of the magazines. And the thing is that we have Mueller going into, for instance, things like Trump's deal from 2004, mm-hmm. where he bought a $40 million property in Southeast Florida out of bankruptcy from someone who lost it, turned around and sold it to a guy from Russia in 2008. And they're investigating what happens all the time in that Palm Beach to Miami area, which is Russians come into the country and buy multi-million dollar properties. Absolutely a daily occurrence. There are thousands of them. And they're investigating why a real estate magnate who made himself a billionaire bought a property 4 years earlier and sold it for double the amount 4 years later.
Yeah.
Duh, it's called buying right and selling high. Buy low, sell high. And that's the kind of crap that Mueller is investigating. If you got time, one more point.
Mm-hmm.
Preet Bharara, who was the U.S. District Attorney for Manhattan, whom Trump fired in that purging of the U.S. attorneys, absolutely normal, who said just a few weeks ago before being appointed to Mueller's special counsel team, he said that basically, that since there was no evidence that Trump didn't collude, that this thing should go forward. So he's on a witch hunt, even on CNN, of all places, saying this. He was investigating Paul Manafort as the U.S. attorney, so now Mueller has allowed him to investigate and reopen a case that the U.S. District Attorney's Office in Manhattan was doing while he was fired. This thing is This is terrible. This is an absolute bastardization of justice in America. We don't like Trump politically, so we're going to go and dig up everything possible and get every piece of dirt we can ever find. If you put this kind of attention into any American citizen, you can find a felony and you can find a crime because there are so many laws to break in this country. But the question is did Trump ever do anything intentionally wrong? I don't think so, but they're going to find something, and this is going to be perhaps the biggest news story of our lifetime when this all plays out in the end. And Trump is in trouble, by the way. And I hope he can figure out a way to cleverly put these people, this swamp, out of our lives for good.
Do we need a new AG?
I don't think he's going to fire AG Sessions. I think yesterday was probably one of two things. Either he was 2 days ago, putting him on notice that I don't like what you've done, don't do it again. Mm-hmm. And I think AG Sessions would take that to heart. Second one is a little bit more egregious. I think it's probably more the former than this latter. He was trying to say to AG Sessions, I don't like what you're doing. I'm losing support, trying to get him to go ahead and resign. And then Trump this time might accept his resignation, which means Trump didn't fire him. Mm-hmm. Instead, Trump just accepted a resignation because AG Sessions didn't want to be in the middle of it anymore, which would give him a chance to appoint an AG who would have the power to say, I'm not going to recuse myself. Mm-hmm. and undo all of this witch hunt that's going on at taxpayers' expense. I didn't like it when they did it to Clinton, and I sure don't like it that they're doing it now to Trump. These special counsels in my adult lifetime have been nothing more than a complete waste of the American psyche, time, and money.
There you go. Hey, I appreciate your opinion on that, Brian. Always glad to have you. Tell people where they can find you, and especially tomorrow.
At Brian Crabtree on Twitter, talk40.com, and the live stream on Breitbart. And one more thing, if you want to try to get your voice heard and you can't be here, go to Stop the Scalpings. Use your smartphone. Create a 30-second video. We may play it for CNN on the big screen out at Centennial Park in downtown Atlanta, across from their world headquarters.
Stop the Scalpings and MediaEqualizer.com. Got it. All right, Brian, thank you so much. Have a great weekend, my friend. This is Megan Barr at ReaganBabe.com. Don't go anywhere, because we're going to get down and dirty and figure out exactly how dirty is Mueller and what kind of dirt is he trying to, you know, bring up on President Trump. I will also take your calls, 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
I used to hate going to the dentist. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I once went 5 years without seeing a dentist. So when I moved to Vegas, I checked around. One name kept popping up, Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff have converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. And heck, I can even sleep through the most complicated surgery with oral sedation. Make sure you ask about their free implant consultations and specials that can cut the cost of implants in half. You can save thousands of dollars and come away with a bright new smile. So if fear and anxiety are keeping you from a healthy-looking smile, I hope you'll call True Dentistry. I'm proud to say that Dr. Joe Willardson is my dentist. True Dentistry is conveniently located just off the 215 at 9061 West Post. Call 434-4800. Call and schedule in the next 30 minutes, and they'll give you half off on a set of bleach trays. All major insurances accepted. Call 434-4800, 434-4800, or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. At True Dentistry, it's all about your smile.
Hi, this is Megan Barth for El Sombrero Mexican Bistro in downtown Las Vegas. It is without a doubt my favorite Mexican restaurant in the Las Vegas Valley. My friend Irma Aguirre and her incredible staff serve up authentic Mexican food. Last fall, Irma hosted a Donald Trump campaign event at El Sombrero. And as a direct result, her small business was victimized by liberal protesters who were hell-bent on closing her down. They lied about the food and service on social media by posting false negative reviews and were determined not to stop until they put her out of business. Well, I'm proud to say Irma didn't back down. Irma has principles that cannot be compromised. No hate and scare tactics will change that, and I am proud to call Irma a friend. Whether it's their famous small plates or their homemade soups and salsas, you'll be treated to the best Mexican food in the Las Vegas Valley. El Sombrero Mexican Bistro, 807 South Main Street in downtown Las Vegas. Or check out their menu online at elsombrerovegas.com.
Hello, this is Al Wagner with Trinity Tax Consultants. We're the rescue squad for troubled taxpayers. Maybe you haven't filed your taxes for several years. Financial hard times, divorce, you lose your job. You know, life happens. What we do is we fix tax problems. We have a team of licensed enrolled agents to work with the IRS so you can get on with your life. Contact Trinity Tax Consultants at 702-761-6550 or trinitytaxlv.com. That's 702-761-6550 or trinitytaxlv.com.
On the Fox News Channel's The Specialist, Eric Bolling brings straight talk and common sense to cable news.
Crazy people act on the crazy things they hear from politicians and celebrities. Think before you utter those blind, hateful words next time, liberals, because there are crazy people out there taking your metaphors literally.
On Saturday, July 29th, Eric brings that straight talk and common sense to Las Vegas Country Club. Join us for an exclusive evening with Eric Bolling, co-sponsored by the Real Chamber of Commerce and Americans for Prosperity. Order your VIP tickets right now at KevinWallRadio.com. Your VIP ticket includes dinner, an exclusive cocktail meet and greet with Eric Bolling, and your very own autographed copy of Eric's new best-selling book, The Swamp. Tickets are going fast, so order your VIP tickets right now at KevinWallRadio.com. The first 8 tickets sold will join me at my table. Saturday, July 29th at Las Vegas Country Club, an exclusive evening with Fox News Channel's Eric Bolling. Order your VIP tickets right now at KevinWallRadio.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Ecker for Payman's Mediterranean Cafe. Hungry for the best Mediterranean food in Las Vegas? Come to Payman's, featuring the tastiest Italian, Greek, Middle Eastern, vegan, and vegetarian cuisine. Enjoy our customer appreciation night, Wednesdays from 5 to 9. We offer 25% off your entire bill. Eating healthy has never tasted better. Visit us at 8380 West Sahara or 4147 South Maryland Parkway, or check us out at paymans.com. Payman's Mediterranean Cafe, the leader in Mediterranean cuisine since 1988.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
And welcome back, Megan Barth, RigandBabe.com, filling in for Kevin Wall. We just have half an hour more of this show. Time flies, and this week has flown, and I thank you for your ears as you listen in to a great show. And we got some music coming up, which means that this is a... We ran long with Brian Crabtree, so you're going to hear my voice just for another minute, but I want to take your calls, and we do have some people holding, and I appreciate that. We got one line open, 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. This next half an hour, I'm going to dedicate to our listeners. Call in, and just like you vote, call often. This is Megan Barth, RigandBabe.com, and we'll be right back.
Fox Business Network. On Wall Street, stocks are lower in afternoon trading, and not a good day for General Electric. Shares are tumbling to its lowest level in 19 months after the company reported a drop in revenue from a year earlier. And Wall Street is going to the dogs and cats, or a company catering to our precious pets is. The pet wellness and medication company Pet IQ, going public today on the NASDAQ. Pet IQ sells a broad portfolio of vet-recommended over-the-counter pet medications and healthy treats. And another ride-hailing company is getting into the self-driving car space, but its approach will be a little different. Lyft is forming its own autonomous car development division, hiring hundreds of engineers and opening a new office in Silicon Valley. Lyft said it would be developing its own software and hardware to enable vehicles to drive without a human at the wheel, while also working to attract new partners who can plug their own self-driving cars into its network. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu. A shakeup of the White House team. Press Secretary Sean Spicer resigning after the appointment of a new communications director, Anthony Scaramucci.
Scaramucci, because of his longstanding relationship with the president, did not want to be in the position of reporting to Sean Spicer, who would then be the one who would be the liaison with the president. He wanted a direct line of communication with the president because that's something that he has always had.
Fox's John Roberts.
It was the president who brought Scaramucci into the White House House here yesterday, then brought him back in again this morning and said, you're going to be the communications director. This was over the protestations we know of, at least Steve Bannon.
That is the White House chief strategist, and a Kentucky judge deciding that County Clerk Kim Davis is off the hook for attorney's fees in a same-sex marriage fight, and that Kentucky taxpayers will have to pay those fees for same-sex couples. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps.
Wildfires burn millions of acres each year. And each year, wildland firefighters like Fire Chief James Hall battle to contain them. But they can't do it alone.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel more than a mile. It can ignite and destroy your home, your community, or more. That single ember can be just as dangerous as the wildfire itself. But you can do something firefighters can't. You can act now to prepare your home and your community for wildfire. You can reduce the risk. Do your part. Go to fireadapted.org.
Get fire adapted. Learn what you can do now to reduce wildfire damage later at fireadapted.org. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council. Learn more at fireadapted.org.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, we have served our nation as a force in readiness. From combat operations to humanitarian assistance in every corner of the world. No matter where the mission takes us today, or wherever our country needs us tomorrow, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for each other, for our nation. For us all, the few, the proud, the Marines.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
You just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Welcome back, Nevada and Southern California. Megan Barth here, filling in for the last half an hour while Kevin is on vacation. Kevin Wall will return to this seat, same time, same place, on Monday morning. And then as I do every Monday, I will be joining him at 11 a.m. I asked for your calls and I got them. I love this. This is how radio is supposed to work. And so you can call toll-free 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232, and let's take caller number one so we can clear up some lines, and that would be Anthony out of Las Vegas. Hey, Anthony, it's Megan.
Hi, Megan. Thank you for having me on the show today.
You're welcome, and I understand that you want to talk about Minnesota.
Correct. I'm originally from Minnesota. I grew up in the Twin Cities area. It was kind of hard for me being a conservative growing up in a very liberal part of Minnesota. You see the liberal progressive agenda, or as you would call the progressive.
The progressives.
you'd see it everywhere, from just being out in the general public to being in the workplace, and from my childhood there, seeing it in the school, in the classrooms. You'd have the teachers kind of pushing a liberal agenda upon the students, and I was one of the few that just wouldn't buy it. And it just keeps getting worse and worse. You see the protests going on against the Minneapolis and St. Paul police departments. Now the state fair up in Minnesota is considering installing a statue for Philando Castile, the young man that was involved in that police shooting.
So even the fair is becoming
political.
Correct. So even the fair is...
Yes, the state fair is becoming
political. What about a statue dedicated to the woman that was shot near Point Blank Range by a Muslim police officer through the cop car that endangered his partner's life, but also murdered the woman, and she was unarmed? Do they have a statue being erected for her?
I haven't heard of any statue being erected for her. I do know, because I do follow the Minnesota news, because I have friends and family that still tell me what's going on up there, and I do take a look at the Star Tribune and other articles up there in Minnesota, and the Minneapolis police chief, Jeanette Harteau, is still looking into the matter, and it's still currently under investigation as far as I know.
Yeah, I find it really interesting that, again, we had a Somali first Muslim police officer with a history of complaints just in the short time that he was on the force. I think it was three complaints related to sexual harassment, as well as others that were he was under investigation by Internal Affairs when this shooting occurred. The woman was actually making a sexual violence or attack or some sort of complaint. We really haven't heard much. And I also find it interesting that the cops' body cameras were turned off. The cameras within the squad were also turned off. And now the Muslim police officer, Somali in origin, refuses to talk to state investigators.
You're dead on with all of that. I was under the assumption as well that for the Minneapolis Police Department, I thought it was their directive that it was mandated they wear body cams and turn them on at all times and leave them on. Your guess is as good as mine as to why that in that incident the body camera was turned off. That's one of the things they're investigating as well internally with the Minneapolis Police Department.
You know, I used to do a lot of business in Minnesota when I was in the medical device industry, and one of the hubs of the community up there is Medtronic, and Medtronic was my account. And so I would go up there at least once every quarter, if not twice, and I tried to avoid the winters. But I noticed a large Somali Muslim population each and every time I went there. It seemed to get bigger and bigger. And I would ask the cab drivers every time I would land in Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport. I'd get in a cab and I'd say, "Where are you from?" And they'd say, "Somalia." And I said, "Why are you here?" Because, Somalia is hot and Minnesota's cold. Like, what are you doing? Like, why would you come here? And they would say, "Oh, we have family." And then I was watching a video online posted by one of my friends from Minnesota, and it was during Ramadan, and it literally looked like the streets of downtown Minneapolis had been taken over. It looked like the streets of Dubai, if you know what I mean. You had everyone in burqas and the Muslim garb, right? Have you noticed the demographic shift from this type of open immigration policy? Have you seen that like expand towards the Muslim community in Minneapolis?
I've seen it throughout my childhood and going through my teenage years. I left Minnesota when I was 19 years old, but I go up there about once a year to visit family and friends, and the shift grows exponentially, especially among the Somalian community. And that's what they tell me when I ask them the same question. They say, "I have family here," and it dates back all the way to the early 90s when the civil war in Somalia started. And Minnesota has always been a very generous state toward the immigrants. That portion goes back all the way to the 70s when they were bringing Hmongs over from Southeast Asia. And it's growing and growing, and most of my life I lived in Burnsville, which is just south of Minneapolis. It's a suburb. Historically, it was a conservative suburb, but it's been shifting liberal throughout the recent years, and the Somalian community has shifted down that way as well, with some of them even moving to the suburb even further to the south, Lakeville, which is predominantly white, affluent, middle upper class. There's a huge demographic shift in Minnesota.
And the demographic shift, I'm assuming that many of these immigrants aren't assimilating.
It's a give or take. I mean, when I was in high school, for the most part, many of them were together. Like, they ate lunch together. They hung out in the hallways together. They had the same group of friends. I was the oddball because I was friends with everybody in high school. So, I mean, I mingled with everybody. But just from my perspective, for the most part, they did associate with themselves. They spoke their Somali language among themselves. They ate the similar foods, had the same religion, Islam. There were a few that did assimilate, that obviously for the most part, because those individuals in particular, for the most part, they came here at a very young age, probably in infancy, and they grew up in America, so they speak perfect English, and they do the things that a normal American teenager would do when I was in high school.
Well, yeah, I had mentioned, and I think the reason of your call was there was a young man from Minnesota's Somali community who admitted trying to join ISIS, and he appeared for sentencing in front of a judge, Minnesota judge, and instead of giving prison time to this jihadist, the judgment was to participate in an experimental terrorist rehabilitation. And I guess the Minnesota federal court judge Michael Davis gave Yusuf another chance by enlisting a German de-radicalization expert by the name of Daniel Kohler to help design the program. Yusuf is undergoing the de-radicalization as part of a sentence of a 20-year supervised release. It is unbelievable to me that we are treating these jihadists with kid gloves instead of treating them as the jihadists that they are. And we have federal judges specifically within the Minnesota bench that is basically taking a very, I would say, naive position in making this judgment.
Right, correct. My perspective on it is the liberals up there in Minnesota,
the progressives.
I can't do that as good as you, but the progressives up in Minnesota, they would call that being, quote, Minnesota nice. By giving people chances, by letting them redeem themselves, giving them another opportunity. I don't believe in that because this isn't the first time you've heard of Somalis from Minnesota considering going to join ISIS. My thoughts on that period, I believe they should have any citizenship or papers that allow them to be here legally revoked if they do decide to go over there and fight against our troops and our allies.
Well,
they are an enemy of the country if they decide to do that at that point.
And why are we paying for this immigrant jihadi's rehabilitation? I thank you for your call, Anthony. You can call back anytime and giving us your perspective from Minnesota, don't you know?
I just wanted, before we get off, I just want to let you know, I am running for Congress for Congressional District 1 as a conservative Republican here in Nevada. You can reach me at AnthonyLaurie.net, on Facebook, Anthony Laurie for Congress, or I'm on Twitter with the handle Anthony A. Laurie.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I'm sure we'll talk to you again, Anthony. Let's go to Kelly, line 3. Hi, Kelly. This is Megan. Kelly? I guess we don't have Kelly. Bye, Kelly. How about we go to Frank on line 2? Hi, Frank. This is Megan. You're calling from Elko.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate it. You're a great salesperson, and you're a great patriot. I think you should get Irma's product out on Walmart and help her out. Anyway, two comments. Number one, the voter fraud capital of America is Minnesota. You know that you can drive up to a voting precinct at the last minute with a van full of people, 8 of them, and say, they're okay, they're with me. And you sign a piece of paper, and it's called vouching. You can vouch up to 8 people per registered voter. Did you know that? It's a fact. The other thing they did in Minnesota is they would take that same van of 8 people and they would drive around town. One voter precinct would not verify that they just voted down the road. So one van voted I think they said about four times, one of the informants looking out on the road. And so the point is, that's the first thing we need to do. I spoke to a friend of mine also, spoke to Vice President Pence has got Kovach up in Kansas on a task force. You're a brilliant lady. I think we need to assign two people to Nevada to work on that. But the vouching, eight people, can you believe that? And so that they'll need to work on that. The next comment is Mueller. Mueller, are you listening? President Trump, ask Mueller. I'm not afraid. I used to work for the DA. I had an Iranian stick a machine gun in my face. I'm not afraid of nothing. I'm an American. I love this country. Mueller, when's the last time you spoke to somebody in the Bush family? Under oath. That's it. Firing. He's a friend for the Bushes. And he needs to be moved out of that prosecution position.
Thank you, Frank. I appreciate that. And you know what? I started this hashtag Fire Mueller because if he is not going to recuse himself, by which ethics and law require him to do so, you realize that, folks, don't you? That Mueller, as a special prosecutor, must recuse himself if he has a personal relationship or professional relationship with a key witness in an investigation. Now, who is that relationship with? James Comey. So because Mueller is snubbing the law, snubbing his duty, and snubbing his ethical obligation as a special counsel, he must be fired. If we are a nation of laws, he must be fired. And let's fire up the phones. Let's go to line one. The Ben out of Las Vegas.
Yes, Megan. Hey, first and foremost, I want to say you're doing a tremendous job.
Thank you.
I can't help but wonder when you're going to have your own show.
Oh, I want to know that, too. We're working on it. I need sponsors. So if any business owners are out there, we're looking for sponsors all the time.
Yeah, you're one of the few people that has a thorough understanding of what this illegal immigration is actually costing the American people.
That's
and
right.
How it's diluting the school systems.
That's right.
And I have some criticism here about Mitch McConnell. This man is as useless as a yacht in the middle of Death Valley. I mean, I think it's about time he resigns. I mean, we could trade him in for a vending machine. At least when you put money in, you get something out.
I like your analogies.
So,
I like your analogies, Ben.
Yeah, I think Republicans should start asking for his resignation. He needs to go.
Well, thank you so much. Go ahead.
I've seen him on television. He looks like he's walking around sleepwalking.
Well, Ben, I don't necessarily disagree with you. I think we need some fresh blood and some fresh leadership. And I'd like to see Mark Meadows actually as Speaker of the House. I think that his approach on health care is really what we need. And also his leadership is really what we need. I think we need a stronger Freedom Caucus. I think we need more conservatives in Congress, not less. We need to flush these moderates out that truly ruin the brand and have ruined the brand of the GOP. And I wrote about this last year. It's very interesting. Over on ReaganBabe.com, a lesson in branding. It just popped up on my Facebook, you know, memories feed. And the lesson in branding is very important. If you go to ReaganBabe.com, you can just search it. You just type in branding and you'll find it. It's a year ago today. Let's go to Gail in Las Vegas on line two. It'll be our last call before we have to take a small break. Hey, Gail.
Hi. Good morning. Enjoying your show, as usual.
Thank you.
About Anthony's call, 2 points. Many of the Somalis in Minnesota have 9 to 12, I understand, dependent children.
Yes.
Many of them. That means they don't pay a dime in taxes, and they get a lot of taxes back with the EIC or the ACTC fraudulent programs. I call them fraudulent. And the other thing I want to say is I have a recommendation to replace John McCain if he leaves, which he'll never do. And that's Sheriff Joe Arpaio and maybe J.D. Hayworth and Kelly Ward, who tried to primary out McCain but lost to him because he just doesn't want to leave.
You know what, Gail? It's funny. I was trying to get Kelly Ward on this show for today. We simply just couldn't connect. We follow each other on Twitter. But, you know, we give praise prayers for John McCain, of course. Yet, you know, at 80 years old, You know, and with this sickness, I don't see him coming back to the halls of Congress. Arizona has to play it really carefully. And what I mean by that is that when we look at the Southwest, and I've written about this on ReaganBabe.com as well, the Mecha movement, we see radical Mexican nationalists taking over very powerful positions in government and using the voter fraud, the built-in voter fraud of the illegal aliens that are not only penetrated our borders, but have penetrated our voting boxes. And we see the ouster of Joe Arpaio, right? They targeted Joe Arpaio, and they ousted Joe Arpaio. And so this is what the Mecha movement is about, is basically the Reconquistador, which means that they are claiming land that they believe was stolen from them. And it starts in...
That's what they call it, Aslan.
Aslan. Gail, you are right on the money. That's why I love our callers, you know?
And so are you.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your call. You stay cool out there. It's going to be 102 degrees, and you have a great weekend. We will return right after this break. I will close up the show with you all and bid you a fond farewell until Monday. But until then, as I always try to do, we're going to end the show on a kind of funny note. So don't go anywhere. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, and we'll be right back.
On the Fox News Channel's The Specialist, Eric Bolling brings straight talk and common sense to cable news.
Crazy people act on the crazy things they hear from politicians and celebrities. Think before you utter those blind, hateful words next time, liberals, because there are crazy people out there taking your metaphors literally.
On Saturday, July 29th, Eric brings that straight talk and common sense to Las Vegas Country Club. Join us for an exclusive evening with Eric Bolling, co-sponsored by the Real Chamber of Commerce and Americans for Prosperity. Order your VIP tickets right now at KevinWallRadio.com. Your VIP ticket includes dinner, an exclusive cocktail meet and greet with Eric Bolling, and your very own autographed copy of Eric's new best-selling book, The Swamp. Tickets are going fast, so order your VIP tickets right now at KevinWallRadio.com. The first 8 tickets sold will join me at my table. Saturday, July 29th at Las Vegas Country Club, an exclusive evening with Fox News Channel's Eric Bolling. Order your VIP tickets right now at KevinWallRadio.com.
Attention inventors.
Hi, I'm world champion poker player Tom McAvoy. Inventing and poker have something in common. If you're doing it right, you aren't gambling. Don't gamble with your million-dollar idea. Call the professionals at Inventor Process today. They can help. Invent like a champion with Inventor Process.
Call now for free inventors information. 702-912-2600. Inventor Process can help you patent, market, and succeed. Call 702-912-2600.
Hi, this is Jeff Ecker for Payman's Mediterranean Cafe. Hungry for the best Mediterranean food in Las Vegas? Come to Payman's, featuring the tastiest Italian, Greek, Middle Eastern, vegan, and vegetarian cuisine. Enjoy our customer appreciation night, Wednesdays from 5 to 9. We offer 25% off your entire bill. Eating healthy has never tasted better. Visit us at 8380 West Sahara or 4147 South Maryland Parkway, or check us out at paymans.com. Payman's Mediterranean Cafe, the leader in Mediterranean cuisine since 1988.
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty Health Share is founded on the idea that most people truly want to help one another. Healthcare sharing allows members to do just that. A true community that supports one another in times of need. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom, join Liberty HealthShare, and take back control of your health care while helping those around you. Call 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Hi, I'm Adam Laxalt, Attorney General for the great state of Nevada, inviting you to join me and the Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence, at the third annual Basque Fry on Saturday, August 26th at the Corley Ranch in Gardnerville. The Basque Fry is the can't-miss event for Republicans and those who want to celebrate conservative principles. And we are honored to have Vice President Pence join us as this year's keynote speaker.
Enjoy chorizo, lamb fries, great music, and a day of fun for the whole family. Tickets are just $40 through July 28th and $55 after. And kids under 7 are free. Don't miss out on your chance to be part of this one-of-a-kind, rich Nevada tradition. The event is likely to sell out quickly, so reserve your spot soon and bring the whole family to see Vice President Mike Pence at the third annual Basque Fry on August 26th. For tickets and more information, go to morninginnevadapac.org. We hope to see you there. Paid for by Morning in Nevada PAC.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't you love her? And welcome back. Las Vegas, Nevada, and Southern California. Such a great week. Thank you all for all of your calls, especially yesterday. Don't forget to tune in at 4 o'clock to CNN. You might hear yourself, and you'll see Wayne and I. And speaking of something funny, and I promise you something funny, let's go to Lindsey Graham, shall we? He wants to reintroduce the Dreamer Act.
They haven't committed a felony. They graduate from high school or get a GED, they're pursuing higher education, either serve 2 years in the military, or work lawfully for 3 years, fulfill an English language requirement, have undergone a criminal background check, and paid a fee.
Uh-huh. So he thinks he's going to revive the Dreamer Act. The Gang of Eight is back. We rejected, in resounding numbers, 64 million of us, rejected dreaming. We want common sense reality. And oh, by the way, Lindsay, a dreamer, a progressive, by the name of Astrid Silva, isn't so innocent. She's been living here in Nevada illegally for 25 years. And she's responsible and was responsible for getting out the vote on behalf of Hillary Clinton. And she's also responsible, as a dreamer, as a progressive, of nearly shutting down my favorite restaurant, El Sombrero Restaurant, in Las Vegas with her protesting antics, whether they be in front of the store or online. We don't need these kind of dreamer activists working on behalf of a specific party, because that's exactly what they're doing. Exactly what these dreamers are doing. This is a whole voting block for the Democrats. And so, as I said, El Sombrero, my favorite restaurant. It's the weekend. It's margarita time, right? Run there. Drive there. Bike there. However you get there, go to El Sombrero this weekend. Tell them Megan sent you. And I will talk to you all on Monday at 11 o'clock when Kevin Wall comes back in studio and takes back over his show. Until then, I have to thank you once again. It's been a great ride this week. I'll see you on CNN at 4 o'clock tonight. Until then, have a great and safe weekend, and God bless. Close your eyes, girl. Look inside,
girl. Let the sound take you. Local businesses all across the state of Nevada are increasing sales and profits advertising on Live and Local Now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Listen to Rico Aller, the owner of Dry Supply in Carson City.
This is completely unsolicited. I want your listeners to know that. We have advertised with you on this station, and it's been enormously successful for us. And you yourself have done the actual advertisements for us, and that has been, I think, huge. You guys have done a wonderful job for us, and I would recommend anyone listening, if you're in business, this is a great place to advertise, and we're going to continue to do it as long as I'm in Carson City.
Thanks, Rico. Let's keep the good times rolling. Our marketing consultants are standing by right now. Let them design a program best suited for your business at a price that will put a smile on your face and more money in your pocket. If you'd like Live and Local Now to help improve your bottom line, contact Director of Sales Andrew Paul at andrew@battlebornradio.com. That's Andrew@battlebornradio.com.